Yes, is it going now?
Yeah, it's going now. And I plugged it in pretty.
Okay.
First thing, I'd like to hear a little bit about how your family came to El Paso.
Oh, my mother came to El Paso to die with tuberculosis. And my father, they were not yet married, knew what a flirt she was. So he followed her out here very quickly, which was wonderful because as sick as she was about to run away and marry somebody else.
Oh.
So, although they were distant cousins from the same family in Virginia, the family had separated into branches, and my father came from the Alabama branch, and my mother came from the Tennessee branch. Mm-hmm. So we're not, their descendants are mentally sound, to an extent. So they both had Southern accents, and my brother, who was born to them very early in their married life, had a Southern accent. Mm-hmm. But I didn't come along until they were way up in their 40s. And probably as a result, their speech had changed and was more Western. Mm-hmm. And also they were not home much. They had established their careers. So I grew up without a Southern accent. I would hope without a twang, but having tape recorded myself, I know I do have one.
Well, we have
Texas some twang, Southern Texas, East Texas twang.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, which is, I think, revolting. But
well, I haven't noticed exactly that, but you seem to sound just like other El Pasoans.
Yes, I imagine I do.
Do you, being a linguist, can you describe what the West Texas speech is like, how it differs from...
Well, I think it does have a Southern influence. I think all of the ancestors of the people I know in El Paso came here from the South because of tuberculosis. El Paso was mm-hmm. the place mm-hmm. to come. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a Southern influence. I think there is a twang that does not at all come from the South. I don't know where it came from. It comes from East Texas most recently, but where the East Texans got it, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And insofar as any other influence, I'm general American plus South is all I can guess.
Mm-hmm. When were you born?
In 1923.
Mm-hmm. And could you tell me a little bit about your education?
Yes, I have been in school forever, either taking or teaching or both. I went to locally Texas Western, and then it changed its name to the University of Texas at El Paso. I took many, many courses there. I went, first of all, to the big university in Austin. I went there 3 years. I went to the University of Minnesota briefly. And I got my doctorate at the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I've had a spotty career.
What elementary school did you go to?
Dudley, mm-hmm. which was wonderful. It was like a private school. Mm-hmm. And we had wonderful teachers. And it was very small, so the classes were reasonably small. It was a marvelous education. The contractor who made it put too much sand in the cement, so they had to tear it down quickly mm-hmm. before it fell down. So Dudley is gone, but it was here for a while.
How were your parents educated?
My father had very quickly to leave home from in Alabama, in Huntsville, Alabama. His granddaddy was the governor.